Good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show. I'm John.
I'm Jake.
And we are the Gunsmiths. Here to bring you some fun gun talk on 103.1 The Ticket. So this Gunsmith Show, we've been around now for, 14 years? Bringing you a show every Saturday morning. Glad to talk about guns with you. It's good to talk about guns because we're free Americans, right?
That's right.
So we, of course, replay the show and kind of podcast it at our website, thegss.com. And today's August 8th, so you can reference this show anytime you want. You can go to the website, thegss.com, look up the dates, and if you're on a regular laptop computer, you can play it just like a podcast. It's in segments. So every segment of the show will be on there, broken down real nicely.
You have to listen to it on your computer or on your Android phone. It does not work with iPhones.
Yeah, it doesn't work good with iPhones.
So you have to either just listen to it on your laptop, tablet later on.
Yeah.
Not a problem there. Again, thegss.com for links to all the previous shows.
Yep.
Also, if you're out of the area and you know you're going to want to listen to the show on a Saturday, you can always download the 103.1 The Ticket app.
Yeah.
It's a great way to listen to us wherever you're at as long as you have service.
And on the station, we have now the Red Wings. All the Red Wings games are going to be on here. And, of course, all the Tigers games are on here. So it's a great station. We're having a lot of fun on the station. So, you know, Jake, there's only 39 days now till small game season opener. 39 days.
39
coming
days.
Up quick. 54 days till the bow season opener. 99 days till firearms deer season opener. But every day is a doggone good day to talk about guns. So here we go. It's been kind of a crazy week. Of course, it's election week, so you always get crazy election news. Had that really good shooting out west in Idaho. Where the
not a really good shooting.
No, but it's a good
A good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy
exactly.
shooting.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it happens more than we know, but it hardly ever gets reported. So that was good. And what a classic American picture to have that guy stand there with his suppressed 9mm opening fire on the bad guy with an AR-15. And the AR-15 guy ended up killing himself, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he shot himself, took himself out of the equation. So, but this segment is brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center. They're on Dord Highway, just south of Bristol Road in Burton, Michigan. Really easy to get to and wonderful people to work with. Tires, brakes, shocks, struts, air conditioning recharges, your heat, your heater filters, everything you need for your car, you know, your air conditioning filters, all that stuff that's in the car, they'll take care of it for you.
Yep.
They'll keep you on the road and great prices, of course, much better than dealer prices and everything. So get a hold of them at 810-743-4210. They've been around since 1977. They're not playing around. They do excellent work at great prices. That's Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center. You can link to them right at the bottom of our page on our website, thegss.com. All of our sponsors are there, and you can get to them right there and get all their information right there at the tip of your fingers. So welcome all of our regular listeners, and those of you that have been listening to the Gunsmith Show for years, we're here to bring you the news as up-to-date as we can get it. So this is what's going on. What's the big news this week, Jake?
Yeah, big news is that Silencer Shop has brought suit against the ATF because of the fact that even though there's all the forms to get your suppressors and SBRs, there's no charge. And so they're trying to fight to say that's really there's no need for this registration anymore. There's no need for all of these forms. Well, Circuit Court federal-wise in Texas ruled in the favor of Silencer Shop,
yeah.
So we could possibly see some big changes coming down the lines for the forms, you know, the tax stamp, even though there's no charge to a tax stamp, the need for a tax stamp to have these things down the road. Because it involves the government, the courts did give the ATF a 6-day grace period to see if they want to file an appeal before it becomes final, but it looks like still there's going to be possibilities there for the appeal grace period to be extended.
So they could do it probably in 6-day periods or 7-day periods? Or
well, to extend the period that the government has to appeal it.
Ah.
So right now it's supposed to be a 6-day grace period for the government to figure out, well, do we want to fight this? Do we want to say, okay, let it be, or what? So we're going to have to wait and see. Hopefully next week we have a little more clear information on this.
Yeah.
The goal is that you can go to your gun shop. If you're legally allowed to buy a firearm, you go to a gun shop, you're legally allowed to take home a suppressor that day.
Or an SBR gun.
So that's the goal here, is that you just fill out the forms like you would buy in a Remington shotgun and take the suppressor home.
Well, I just was at Williams a couple days ago, and I was looking at Ruger SBRs on the wall, and they're there for sale.
Yeah.
And and that you know, it's we talked about it last week on the show. We've talked about it a few times this year. It's definitely it's a cool thing. I like it a lot. And some of the guns we're going to talk about today in the show can easily be turned into SBRs, you know? So, you know, some of the blackouts and such. But we have got so many opportunities. This year's just been a remarkable year for laws, I think. It just, I'm astounded at the breakthroughs we've done this year in gun laws as far as easing the restrictions on us and making it easier for us to be gun owners of whatever we really want to own.
Yeah, the restrictions are certainly being lifted on some cases here that we're seeing more and more of. So that's a positive thing for gun ownership across the board in America.
I'm excited.
As long as you're still legally allowed to own a firearm, the restrictions are starting to slowly drop down.
Well, you know, I think
it's funny, especially when there was an election this week. People say, well, I wish it was as easy to buy a, you know, what's the thing it's always said? If only it was as hard to buy an AR-15 as it was to buy, you know, medication across the counter, and all these stupid lies that you see, the anti-gun media push and the moms demand action crap that comes out. All the every town groups, all these people that push this anti-gun rhetoric, which we all know is totally false.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do background checks to buy these guns now. You have to show your licenses. They do a background check. Are you mentally capable of even owning a firearm? It's when people lie on the forms or they steal the guns is when these crimes are committed.
Right.
Anyways.
Well, the government's been given a 6-day appeal. We'll find out more about it for next week and report on it. But it's pretty cool. But there's more gun news coming out in the market, too, which is exciting. Smith & Wesson came out with some new stuff. What's going on with Smith & Wesson?
Yeah, Smith & Wesson came out with the M&P 15X pistol and SBR. So there's two options here. But at the same time, remember, Henry came out with the AXE lever-action pistol.
Yeah.
In 45-70, that was threaded. So I'm not sure how the names are going to...
Well, get big difference here between the Smith & Wesson M&P 15.
Well, but usually they name, you know, usually the namesakes. But anyways.
Yeah.
So the M&P AXE is an 8-inch SBR, 8-inch barreled SBR and 300 blackout, which, as we all have talked about in the past, is really the perfect length of a barrel.
Yeah.
For a 300 blackout. But in case you don't want to go through the process of getting the SBR currently, it's also available in a pistol format, too.
Yeah.
So it just has the brace, you know, to make it a pistol, which is funny that that's the true difference between an SBR and a pistol is a piece of plastic.
No kidding.
That's the ridiculousness. But don't worry. All of the government people that get to make these rules are all protected by the guns they don't want you to have.
Yeah, with a lifetime pension.
So both of these are right around, they're a little bit less than $1,500 list price.
Okay. Well, that's not terrible. You know, I mean, SBRs are not cheap anyway. And good.
They're not pistols. Cheap, but they're half the size of a rifle. That's half the price.
Well,
make that make sense, right?
Well, none of it. Oh, and it doesn't seem to ever all make sense. I did see it on another note. I did see a pretty cool thing this week. The 36M silencers. The 36M, which is a nice sight. I wanted you to get one for your 35 Whalen, but your 350 Legends will go through it real good too, and 357 Magnums and such. They put a $250 rebate on that one, on that 36M.
Oh, wow.
So right from the manufacturer, which is great. So not only, it used to be, they used to, you know, sometimes they would throw in your tax stamp.
Right.
Now they're just giving it right off the top. They're giving you a $250 rebate. So that's something to look at. But there's more from Smith & Wesson. The model 642s and 66s.
Yeah. A
couple of classic handguns. What's going on with them?
So, about August 1st, Smith & Wesson came out with the American 250 versions, It missed the 4th of July by a little bit. But it's the American 250 options of a 642 and the Model 66. These are standard-looking handguns. Stainless steel. They have a American 250 logo engraved on the side. It kind of looks like the American Gladiators logo.
Yeah.
Kind of a octagon-y, pentagon-y looking shape with some logo with the logo on it. Blue hoe grips and red cylinder release.
But making them unique looking.
Unique for the 250.
Yeah.
These ones, the 642 is in 38 special. List price is $580. The Model 66 is in 357 Magnum. List price on that is $1,080. So if you're looking for a unique Smith & Wesson revolver to commemorate the semi-quincentennial, that's a way to go.
That's another one of those big words.
That's another way to go if you want to celebrate those.
And the 66 is a great gun. You know, it's basically a...
It's a new Model 19,
it's
right?
It's a Model 19 that's stainless steel, right?
Yeah. And it's the same as the model, the 69s or the 44 Magnum 5 shots.
Right.
The 66s, this is a 4-inch.
It's a nice gun.
Rounded butt, you know, good sized gun. It really is.
Well, he likes round butts and he cannot lie. So now, that's good. I'm glad. I'll be glad to see these when they get in the store. And I finally got my hands on a Ruger LCP Max, the Magpul edition this week. So, cool gun. I mean, it does fit the hand very good. There's likes and dislikes about it, but very comfortable. The ergonomics was good. The grip feel, just like that Colin Noir says on the USCCA videos. The guy that does all the USCCA videos, Colin Noir. He's like, finally, a pocket gun that I want to carry all the time, and it works. Well, it was very comfortable. I liked it. The action felt smooth, easy to rack. Of course, it's a 380, but it's 13 rounds of 380, which brings you up into the Beretta, you know, the old 83s and 84s.
A tenth of the size. Yeah.
It's smaller, but the grip is big, though. The grip is pretty big. Comfortable. The price was good. It was like $374 at Williams, which I liked. And it was impressive. Gray and black. Good sights. I liked it all the way around. It's a pretty darn nice gun. I did some compares and contrasts to some Smith & Wessons, and I handed it back to him. And the minute I handed it back to him, it was the last one they had. One of the girls comes up and says, "Are you done with that?" And I said, "Yeah, I don't need it today. Mr. Smith, you mind if we sell this one?" And I said, "No, go right ahead." And boom, it was sold just like that. It was gone.
Nice.
I'm like, well, that was my chance. You know? But I don't need it right now anyway, but it was pretty cool. So, all right, well, we got to go to commercial break. So hang on tight. We'll be back with more of the Gunsmith Show in just a couple minutes.